We Like Dota is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons Yield Raven, Icebug, Neil Madsen, Titus Andromeda, Dota Prop, Jeffrey Peterson, Nathan Johnson, Justin, Bunny Data, and Paul Bender. We Like Dota, episode 217, starts now. Hello and welcome to We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. This time we're in for a kind of short episode because the Desolate's in-house starts in like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But today I have with me the one, the only, Baby Bok Choy.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
And also in the recording booth again, you may know him from our 7.2 patch analysis, Nick, aka Uranium Heart. How are you doing today?
Just great.
Okay. Is anybody else literally dying of a cold? Or is that just me?
No. Nope.
I have allergies.
Nice.
I'm a little cold.
Like physically cold mm-hmm. or like...
No, emotionally cold. I feel nothing. The only thing that gets me going is a patch. So once every 6 months, I can feel. But other than that, it's just, you know, Vulcan.
Hmm.
All right. Yeah, so if I make any disgusting sick people noises, I'm trying to keep them to a minimum, but if one slips, I'm sorry, guys. You'll just have to endure it. Yeah, this is going to be a short episode. We're going to skip most of the stuff, like not news.
We're not going to skip Food of the Week, right?
No, we're not going to skip Food of the Week.
Okay,
so
thank goodness.
We just want to talk about our We Like Dota Desolate show match from yesterday, because that was very exciting.
It was mm-hmm. wonderful.
It was, yeah, it was truly a great time. Do you want to start chatting? Do you want to talk a bit about it?
Okay, so it was best of three. Desolate's crew included Epi, Leafy, Peachy, Emmy Dies Alone, Super Frenic, and Deeza. And then We Like Dota crew included myself, Arian, Elihu, Plaid Pirate, and Jim J. Bullock. So
truly
series ended
finest.
Up going 2-1, I guess, but Desolades took game one. It was a really tough game and super close.
Yeah,
and then
very close.
And right then there was a pause because Emmy Dies Alone actually DC'd while they were in Roche. And then when we came back from the pause, so obviously during the pause, we like talked about it. We're like, okay, guys, we can take this fight. And then we took the fight and we lost the fight. And then the game just kind of ended. And then game two was sort of a stomp by us because our very own Arian ended up getting his Storm Spirit, which he, during the draft phase, he was like, no, guys, no, Storm is so weak right now. Please don't. And then
I can't believe you would say such bad things about your Storm Spirit.
I was like, because I was pretty down after game one because like I thought we had that game. Mm-hmm. I felt like our draft was pretty good. And then we just rushed into the Roche fight and they buybacked and killed us and we didn't have buybacks. But in the second game, I wanted to play something more safe. And even though I love playing Storm Spirit, I do realize that in the current patch, he's pretty bad. But on the other hand, they had a Spectre and like one stun.
They had
I mean, they had a Shadow Shaman.
They had a Shadow Shaman with a Hex and a Shackle.
He kind of wrecked my game.
You just got to outplay.
I think I still had a good performance on Storm.
Yeah. And then game three. Oh my god, game three.
Oh my god.
Game three was amazing. Game three. So the first two games, I think the first game was like 30 some minutes.
First game, I think, went to 40.
The first game was an hour or something.
50.
Really?
Yeah.
Game was 43 minutes and 49 seconds. Second game was 33 minutes and 18 seconds. Game three was 1 hour, 1 hour, 9 minutes and 26 seconds. And it was a nail biter. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We had two wrecks down. Both our tier fours were gone. Our Ancient was at half HP before they were forced to retreat, and we still won that game.
Yeah. Actually, after that team fight, I didn't call GG. I said, I think that's GG.
There was a lot of good all chat throughout, you know, the whole time. I was actually disappointed by the lack of tipping. I was expecting more aggressive tips to come out of We Like Dota's side. But,
oh yeah, by the way, I guess if you didn't, I'm not sure if we said that, but Nick casted the game on We Like Dota.
Oh yes, with, Nick, Kuma, and Six, and we're actually going to have a little demi episode, I think, of the cast.
Yep.
Am I allowed to disclose that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just gonna.
It's the radio version.
The caster audio to We Like Dota. Just if you guys like want to listen to the games, even though I'm not sure how much that's worth because like you can't see anything and they're not professional casters. So they're not telling you.
Wow.
What? What?
How dare you?
I mean, you're the best amateur casters. I know. I'm not sure if what's like. I mean. I guess your casting was kind of professional, but for me personally, Nick, I've like you flamed me a lot personally.
Of course.
So if like if you want to be a really
professional by casting, flame he means I say, you know, every 2 minutes I'm like, hey guys, let's watch where Arion goes here. Where is he? He's in the river, he's getting his runes.
My rune obsession is actually healthy.
I can stop like, whenever I want.
I felt so satisfied after rewatching the cast yesterday and you were like, oh my god, it's not necessary getting that regen rune. And then I got a triple.
I did not say that. I'm just like, what? Wait for it, wait for it. I will eat a hat if he doesn't go. Yes, he zipped across the map to get the regen rune. Runes.
Still won though. Yeah, let's talk about game three a bit more. How was it from a casting perspective?
It was, I mean, we were...
notice my divine purchase.
We're waiting at the very end of the game for Jim to buy a divine, but I guess Arion bought a divine and I guess won the game with it, but you know, blah blah blah, doesn't really matter. The start of the game was the start of the game, really, I think the second two games Jim was just kind of jungling most of the game.
Yep,
like he had a ton of space.
Game two Jim was top net worth all the time, and it was very funny playing with him because it was his ideal game of Dota, and he was so happy. You could just tell he doesn't even want to fight people, just wants to farm and get big.
Yeah. I didn't know Jim and I were so like, similar. It's like, that sounds ideal for me.
We had an, like, he was our insurance policy, but, like, he only joined when we already almost had taken the tier 3. That was when he joined the fight.
Yeah.
The rest was just four people running around and me killing everybody on Stormspirit.
Basically, yeah, it was, you know, I think it was because game one, I flamed Jim because he wasn't buying five Wraithbands like you're apparently supposed to do. And then the second game, I think he started out with the slippers or whatever, and he bought two Wraithbands immediately, which sadly probably won the game. So he was learning.
So yeah, what else do we want to say, honestly? Like,
I mean, they were great
just
games.
Just watch the games.
They were great games.
Yeah, they're very worth watching. I think we had like concurrent viewership because it was streamed on both Desolades and We Like Dota. I think about 40 concurrent viewership.
There's like 60.
Which is pretty good. And the VODs are both on like on the We Like Dota Twitch and on the Desolades Twitch. And I'm sure you'll find them by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Bob might put them on the YouTube he was talking about. So it was good. That was fun.
The idea was floated that we'll have a rematch, maybe like
we were thinking about biannual. A couple months from
now. Yeah,
we got to put more on the line next time, you know. Bigger stakes here.
Yeah, and speaking of We Like Dota Desolades, in 22 minutes, which is why we really can't go that long and have to continue, we're playing the in-houses, which are going to start now until always
for time immemorial.
Forever,
that's what we said. Yeah, forever. First Sunday of each month, we're going to have in-houses, and today we're kicking off the first one in 22 minutes. Are you excited, Shelly? Because you're administering the in-house.
I'm more excited to play than to administer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, super excited. We have a couple lineups picked up. We're going to do Radiant, Urdire. I actually don't know which side is going to be which, but one is going to be Loincloths. That's a Desolades original theme. And then I believe we settled on real hats for the other theme.
Real hats?
Yeah. So, like, all cosmetics are called hats, right? But these are actual hat.
Oh, they actually cosmetics. Wear a hat. Who?
Yes.
Is there a lot of people who wear hats?
There are a lot, yeah. A lot of them are cosmetics, but there are a few that have just their default model has some kind of hat. So, yeah, get excited.
31 heroes, yeah.
Get excited. I'm hype, and also... after, like directly after the in-houses. We're playing so much Dota 2.
Yeah, we have a soak. Me and we you, like Dota League game.
Right after the in-houses, which is also best of three.
I felt ridiculous. I woke up this morning and I was like, okay, what's on my to-do list? Oh, I have to play Dota. I have to play Dota for most of my afternoon. All right. And then I guess I'll like cook and clean around that. But Dota is the important scheduled thing in my day.
Yeah, for me, like, I basically went to work on Saturday, went home, had to play best of three, which took like 4 hours because all the games were so long. I mean, of course, I was glad that I could get to play. And then today we're playing like 5 games back to back. Right. At least it's warm up. How do you guys think our chances are against the Dire Straits, which we are playing in a second? Because like they're obviously very good.
I'm scared.
I don't know. 720 changed too much. It's like if we don't ban the wrong hero, like if we let Lich go through, that could be the end because it would counter a strat that we would normally be fine against a Lich with. So.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pressure on our captain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday, I'm not sure if it's that good of a side for later matches, but me and Jim had an agreement about who's drafting. We said that I'm drafting game one, he's drafting game two, and whoever gets the win in this draft, if it's not over by then they get to draft game three. My first draft lost, and then both his drafts won.
Mm-hmm. It's a sign.
I guess I'm not that good at draft.
Oh, I meant to tell you, we're going to kick you from Soak, and Jim is actually going to stand in today for the WLDL.
Okay.
It's awkward.
Who's playing mid then?
Jim.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Have fun losing.
So we're hyped. Oh, ooh.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
I know Jim well enough that I can throw that shade.
Wow, you're just constantly flaming Jim, huh? Hi.
You were constantly flaming me yesterday. Okay, so
moving on.
Before we what?
Moving on.
Hello? Yeah, moving on, I'm sorry. Before we get into Noobs as Noobs, I guess we have to do it because it just keeps going and going, and I really don't want to talk about it, but hey, there's more drama.
Woo! What happened there, Snake? Oh yeah, drama. That's all we talk about on Bottle Crew. Yeah, so in the continuing Chongqing Major saga, now TNC has officially tweeted that basically if Cuckoo was going to go to the Major, because he's not officially banned by Valve, but like the organizers for Chongqing have said, one, he might not be able to actually get a visa, which, you know, visa issues are just a common thing in general, though. But then the city government said they might just cancel the tournament if he does attend. If he gets through from the country level, the city government will just shut the thing down. And then the organizers will not be able to guarantee his safety should he attend. Which
sounds
is
like something a mafia boss would say.
Yeah, it's a weird way to phrase things. Like, obviously, it just means
like
that they don't have.
They're going to actively beat him up or something.
It just means they don't have a security detail assigned to one player. And, like, I understand what that is, but also it is very sketchy. So, right now, they're not sure what they're doing, but now various talent, like it started with Grand Grant, said that he's not, you know, going to cast officially for the Major if this stands, and I think Red Eye Gods, a bunch of other people have started to, you know, stand in solidarity and that kind of thing. So there is something developing currently. We'll see how it happens.
Yeah. How do you feel about this? Do you think it's like overreacting, or do you think it's actually good to stand together with the players and stand up for their rights?
Everything is. There's no good cut and dry answer.
Still no Valve statement, though. Like.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to say? They should say something, but what are they going to say? I don't know.
I mean, are they just going to let this slide? Because, like, how do I say it? Like, it's obviously bad if they just, like, let China do it and let them get away with it. It's a very bad light for, like, integrity purposes and stuff, but it was only two players. Like, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, the tournament would have probably still went on. But now, if, like, most of the talent that would have probably been invited says, like, no, we're not going, who's gonna run their tournament? Like, they can't just keep on ignoring the circumstances now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, they have to do something. Like before it was, man, Valve should really do something about it. But now Valve has to do something about
it. Yeah, it's a little different than like Valve previously kind of, I don't know, asserted dominance, you know, made a decision when ACE, the Association for Chinese Esports, there's a whole shindig, I don't know if you guys are aware with, yeah, like all the Wings players are banned. Yeah. So it's, yeah, that's sketchy. But what was that? It's like the Mars Dota 2 League, major, minor event, whatever. They banned EHOME because EHOME had some X-Wings Wings players. But then Valve explicitly made Mars invite them to a qualifier or something like that. But that was...
Did they qualify? Was it worth?
I don't actually know. But, you know, it's more the principle of the thing. Like the fact that these players were getting stonewalled because they didn't bow down to the organization was good. So, you know, Valve were able to assert dominance and show some power there. But it's a little different, like telling organizers to do something versus going against the decision of a regional government in China.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what's Valve going to do, right? Unless they have like a Chinese diplomatic team.
Revoke DPC status?
Yeah.
And like, I would
kind of expect that, but then that kind of rustles some feathers too, so I don't know.
I mean, I still don't like the drama, but I didn't care for it before. But now, like, oh, damn.
Oh, now you like the drama?
Because now they have to do something.
Tasty.
Yeah, it's really blown up. Forced.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got a hot take on this?
I'm the only one who hasn't spoken.
Okay.
I don't really have a hot take. It's just a really sticky situation. I don't envy the people involved.
Yep.
I'm not sure what Valve is going to do. That's all I got.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Noobs Ask Noobs here, because my Discord is already going crazy because people want invites to the in-house channel, and we have
your phone 14
minutes remaining until we are supposed to start. All right, Noobs Ask Noobs. Tsunami Shadow. I've been assured that this is the real Tsunami. For those who enjoy Artifact, what are you enjoying about it? I haven't played Artifact yet. I don't think Charlene has either, so I think that's a Nick question.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I got Artifact, I guess, a day or two after it came out. So I played Hearthstone like a little bit a few years ago, and I never really liked it. So I didn't think I was going to like Artifact that much. But I started off, I played the two tutorial games you have to play. I'm like, okay, this actually kind of explained it pretty well, and it seems deep and interesting. I didn't really know if it was fun. And then I played against my co-host on Bottle Coast 6, because he got it. Mm-hmm. We played two games, and it was actually fun. Like, the games were kind of close and like nail-biting in the way that a good Dota game could be, and probably just because neither of us really understood what was happening, but it was really interesting. I don't think I've played a solo game yet, but then I think the next day it was me and another person who went to TI, so they've been playing in the beta and stuff, right? He said basically, you know, I was just messing around, and he's like, oh, no, let's go do a draft game, because they have a mode where you can draft 60 cards and then build a deck, because normally it's like this trading card game thing where you have a certain number of cards, but then there's this other draft mode where you can just select from all the cards that exist. And so we did that, and then it ended up being like this four-person Discord call where they all played for me, or we all kind of played together. And so that was interesting. So playing together with people has been fun.
Okay, so do you think it has, like, potential to be as great as Dota?
I mean, it's a totally separate thing, so it's going to depend on your personality, how the market shakes up with, like, how much... If you have to buy cards or stuff, because at the moment there's no way to actually get new cards without paying real money.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. I mean, I'm having fun kind of off and on here.
I'm probably going to pick it up after when I have Christmas holidays, because right now I just don't have the time.
Sadly. Yeah.
Okay, Greg today, what's your favorite sandwich?
Aaron, what's your favorite sandwich?
I mean, I have a favorite sandwich, of course, as every self-respecting person
of course
has, but I don't know what, like, how the sandwich is named in German, let alone in English.
Describe it.
Just describe it for us, yeah.
So it's whole wheat bread, Is that a thing you say?
Yes.
With raw salmon.
Oh. Okay. Raw salmon.
Yeah. Like smoked salmon, like, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Okay, that's not raw.
That's
no,
a
no,
different.
Not actually. No, no, not.
I mean, it is technically raw.
Like sushi salmon. Like actual
wait,
raw salmon.
Just raw, unsmoked salmon? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, if it's fresh, it's not a problem.
Okay.
And, like, the restaurant is directly on the East Sea, so, like, it's actually fresh. They literally catch the fish and give it to me. So, it also has some, like, really good marinade, and it's baked potatoes on top, and it's very nice. Not wait, baked, fried.
This is
potatoes,
a sandwich.
Sorry. Yes. I guess it qualifies. I'm not sure if it qualifies as a sandwich.
Me neither.
I mean, it's...
So there's a piece of bread the and then raw sandwich, fish and potatoes?
All right. We don't have time. What's your guys' favorite sandwich?
Go ahead, Charlene.
I don't know if it's a sandwich, but Monte Cristo, it's more breakfasty.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. It's.
I don't know if I've ever had one, but they sound good.
They're very good. So it's like French toast as the buns, I guess. And then you have like ham, turkey, and like Swiss cheese. And then it's squished down. It's very good.
Very nice.
Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. My favorite sandwich, I don't think it has a name, but there's this German style bread. It's made in Canada or something. So it's Roggenbrot. It's
yes,
like the
semi-rye
bread. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Semi-rye sourdough. And then on top of that, you can put a little bit of mayonnaise, some sliced turkey, some fresh lettuce, and then a pickle, like a bread and butter pickle. And you can do that open face or not. You can put a tomato on there. I have very fond memories of having that sandwich at my grandparents' farm. And that's my grandmother who's German, so that's why she has the German stuff there. Very good. Extremely tasty.
Very nice. Glad you're getting around to German cooking. Last question, because we do not have any time left. Asked by the one and only Two Flakes. He's not back. I think it's still like 7 months, Shelley?
9 months.
Yeah, but he is risen again from the ashes to sadly not carry me through you like Dota League, but still to ask a question. What's your celebrity Dota crush?
Arian Tahiri.
Oh my god. I'm completely red right now. Like, not only because I'm your crush, but also because you said I'm a Dota celebrity. So yeah, my celebrity Dota crush would be...
If you say anybody other than Eternal Envy, gonna have
Suns
to
fan.
Okay.
Because he's half Persian, just like me.
Is he?
Okay. He's cool.
Oh.
He is. I'm not sure if I, you know, be my Dota 2 crush, but... Charlene.
For the longest time, I've always wanted to meet Schwan because he seems very... Like, he seems like he would give great hugs. And I'm a hugger. Wow. So... Schwan.
I could see it.
I don't even know it. Does he still play Dota? Is he still on IG? Or...
I don't think so. No.
Oh, wait, he a professional player who last played for Echo International. I don't know if that means he's still on the team.
We'll have to give him a call.
Okay.
All right. I think that is it.
Wait,
what
about Nick?
Nick
Me.
Already said it.
I said Eternal Envy.
Oh, okay.
My joke answer is Arian. My real answer, Eternal Envy.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm only
He's just
joke
so...
I am Nick.
Not at all. God no. damn it. All right. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. Do you guys want to plug your something before we end the show?
Nah.
Nick, I guess I should probably
have
plug...
A, yeah, maybe plug...
Bottle Crow.
Dota 2 podcast.
The other Dota podcast, where we talk about Dota. And
no,
food. We talk about food too. We kind of had a little
podcast,
mini.
They haven't talked about Dota for the past 2 or 3 episodes.
Listen, it was a slow time before the patch. We did our own accidental 2-hour patch thing. I think Six is putting it up soon.
Yeah. So if you want, like, listen about random, which is like really enjoyable. Okay, that's gonna get beeped. I'm sorry, Bob. Yeah. Then listen to Bald Crop. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and see ya.
Yeah. Woo, peace. Bye.